Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into The Atlas of Christmas by Alex Palmer. And Sophie, I have to ask, did you know that KFC is basically a Christmas tradition in Japan?
Hi there, Sam.
I did, actually, and it's one of my favorite weird Christmas facts. But this book is full of stuff like that. It's a global tour of how every culture puts its own spin on December 25th, and it's way more fascinating than you'd expect.
Right? I mean, I knew Christmas wasn't the same everywhere, but I didn't realize how many traditions we think of as ancient are actually pretty recent. Like, the whole December 25th date? That was basically a strategic marketing move by the early church.
Exactly. Palmer shows that Christmas has always been about absorption. The church picked that date to line up with Saturnalia and the winter solstice, pagan festivals people already loved. So instead of fighting them, they just rebranded.
And the Christmas tree? Same thing. Germanic tribes were bringing evergreens inside for solstice long before anyone called it Christian. Then the Germans started decorating them with apples and wafers. That's where the whole tree tradition really took off.
The book traces how that spread through Europe and then to America with German immigrants. It's a great example of how a tradition evolves as it moves. And Santa Claus is maybe the best example of that.
Oh, Santa is a total mashup. You've got the Real Saint Nicholas, 4th century bishop, secret gift giver. Then he becomes Sinterklaas in the Netherlands. And when the Dutch come to America, he turns into Santa Claus.
But the modern Santa we know, red suit, North Pole, reindeer, that's a 19th century invention. Clement Clark Moore gave him the sleigh and reindeer in 1823. Thomas Nast drew him at the North Pole. And Coca-Cola cemented the red suit in the 1930s.
It's wild how commercial that is. But the book also covers traditions that feel totally alien to us. Like the Yule lads in Iceland, 13 mischievous dudes who come down from the mountains one by one. Each one has a weird habit, like licking spoons or sniffing doors.
And kids leave shoes on the windowsill. If they've been good, they get a small gift. If they've been bad, a rotten potato. I love that. It's so much more imaginative than just naughty or nice.
Then there's Japan, where Christmas is basically a romantic holiday. And the big meal? KFC. That started as a 1970s marketing campaign, Kentucky for Christmas, and now people order their buckets weeks in advance.
It's the perfect example of how Christmas adapts to local culture. In Ethiopia, they celebrate on January 7th with a dawn church service and a spicy chicken stew called Dorowa. No tinsel, no shopping frenzy, just religious observance and family.
And in Australia, it's summer. So you get barbecues on the beach and Santa in board shorts. They even have carols about cricket and flies. It totally flips the snowy, cozy image we have.
Palmer also digs into the history of gift giving. For centuries, presents were tied to St. Nicholas Day or Epiphany, not Christmas Day. It was really the 19th century, with the rise of department stores, that shifted everything to December 25th.
And of course, there's the food. The UK does roast turkey with pigs and blankets, and Christmas, putting the Yuletide on fire. Sweden has a huge buffet called Julbord with herring and mulled wine. Mexico has posadas and tamales and a piñata shaped like a star.
The book even covers the music. Silent Night was written because the church organ broke. They had to perform it with guitar. And Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song about sleigh races. White Christmas became huge during World War II because it hit that nostalgic chord.
I also love the bit about how Puritans banned Christmas. In Boston, it was illegal for over 20 years. They thought it was too pagan. It wasn't until writers like Washington Irving and Charles Dickens reinvented it as a family holiday that it really took off in America.
Dickens' A Christmas Carol was a huge deal. That story basically invented the modern idea of Christmas as a time for generosity and redemption. Before that, it was a minor holiday in the US, way less important than Thanksgiving.
And now it's everywhere. China has this tradition of giving apples on Christmas Eve because the word for apple sounds like peace. India has carols in Hindi. South Korea treats it like a romantic date night. The book really shows how Christmas is a global chameleon.
What I took away is that the core of Christmas isn't any one tradition. It's about gathering in the dark of winter and bringing light. Whether that's with KFC or Dora Wood or a tree, the impulse is the same. The forms change, but the feeling is universal.
That's actually the thing I'm taking away too. The book made me appreciate how flexible this holiday is. It survived because it adapts, not because it stays the same.
Absolutely. And if you want to explore more traditions or dive into other books, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. So Christmas is whatever we make it, as long as we find a way to connect. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next one.